What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1300 872 911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846 4CA.
Now, lots of people listening to this program will remember it's only a few short weeks ago, just before I went away on a break, and we had this report coming through from the night markets of these absolutely out of control, not all children, some of them were certainly older than children, late teens into their 20s, some of them, but the majority were fundamentally out of control kids along the Esplanade. Now, from the night market, we heard of them launching invasions virtually of the food hall. And just making an absolute disaster for the people with children there, just out having a lovely family night with everything being turned over and food being thrown. It was just horrendous. And then the following night or a couple of nights later, they've gone to the other entrance to the night markets and started hurling rocks at people that are on the footpath dining and hitting, actually, one of the women there with her family. And is anything effective being done? No, nothing at that stage. Now, I don't know if anything effective has been done about it since. But this shouldn't be allowed to happen. This is Alice Springs all over again. Anyway, in the Saturday Cairns Post, the Weekend Post, Angus McIntyre wrote that a CBD business owner has called on Cairns Council to introduce constant dog patrols in the city to make petty criminals uncomfortable. Adam Adams, who owns Night Owl, along with a string of other ventures, said, "The situation was out of control." He's not kidding. "And worse than it had ever been." And that's really saying something. Now, I'll cut to the chase here. CCTV footage from Night Owl stores on the Esplanade and Shield Street show children throwing objects at store employees and shoplifting in groups. Shoplifting in groups. It's just so overwhelming for people. They just can't cope with it, can't fundamentally survive these raids. In 2022, the Territory Government, the Northern Territory Government, provided $1 million to help pay a private security company to provide dog patrols in some suburbs of Darwin. Other businesses in the Territory's capital have also reportedly engaged dog teams from private companies at their own expense. Now, our Cairns Council said while law enforcement remained primarily the responsibility of the police, we know all this, and the state government, council was committed to doing what it could to help. Well, I'm with Adam Adams on this. What this council could do to help is give their patrol officers, I mean, not all of them, obviously, but the odd dog or two here and there, just fundamentally to make these little predators, as they are, a bit more aware of the fact that the council is committed to providing a higher level of safety to the shop owners and their customers in our CBD. And these customers, by the way, come from every corner of the world where this would not be tolerated for 5 minutes, let alone on and on and on, as we're copping at the moment. Adam Adams, the owner of Night Owl, is on the line. Adam, good morning.
Good morning.
I've got to say, Adam, good on you for speaking out on this matter, because so many people, for whatever reason, turn their backs and ignore it and hope it'll go away, which it never will. It'll just get worse.
No, it won't do that.
Tell me why you decided to speak out on the matter.
Well, John, I first wanted to say I'm not wedded to the idea of dog patrols. I suppose I was just, Angus grabbed onto that as one of the things that I was suggesting. And, you know, Paul Taylor, I thought, was doing a good job when he was running for mayor in terms of being very vocal on some of the proactive ideas he's saying. There's no simple solution to it, but as you say, everyone's sitting on the fence and doing nothing about it.
Yes.
I think, you know, both you and me love the city we live in. We've been here a long time and we just hate seeing what's happening, both from a business point of view and just from a lifestyle point of view. Yeah. So I think that, you know, it's a complicated situation. They're actually, believe it or not, there's sympathy from me for the people that are in the centre of this conversation, but I think that the critical thing is that there needs to be more of us just prepared to be more proactive in trying to come up with solutions. And there's no simple solution, but it's something that has been building for a long time, yeah. And it's just, you know, so visible, and we just can't ignore it.
I'm so pleased you're saying we just can't ignore it, because that's seemingly what is happening. I mean, I had that gentleman from the night markets on a couple of times recently saying, you know, we just couldn't get any help to fend off these invasions by big numbers of kids out to cause absolute chaos.
Well, it's the children and you know, ladies and whatever. It's just creating an ambience which is just so untoward the town that we live in, and it's not good for anyone from tourism, business, and just living here. So, I mean, I'm not saying anything that not everyone's already thinking. Answering your question, why am I doing it? Because I think I've got to, all of us have got to really just get together and try to come up with some solutions.
Exactly. And there's so many things that have been tried before and have failed. Now, going back some decades now, of course, in fact, Kevin Byrne was the mayor at the time. I remember Kevin saying to me, you know, an ideal answer here could be, because so many of these troublemakers are just not fearful in any way of the law, because they're fundamentally... They're not subject to the law for whatever reason. Invariably, they go before a magistrate and they get a warning and straight out the door and into it again. So, but the point he made was they are uncomfortable with, for example, a dog patrol, even though the dog was not going to be released to bite them or whatever. They're aware that dogs will make a judgment on good behaviour and bad behaviour or whatever, whereas there's so many restraints, for example, on law enforcement officers, on council officers, etc. It was just that one little added deterrent that he thought might be worth a try those years ago, and we've been talking about it on and off ever since, so maybe now's the time we had a serious discussion about it.
Well, I think that, you know, council should be involved, business owners should be involved, state government should be involved, and because, I mean, dogs on its own is not enough. What we need is push them from CBD into outside the CBD, but we need to, you know, Cairns as a community needs to pull together and come up with a lot more than what we're currently doing.
While I've got you there, Adam, let's talk about business at the moment too. I mean to say that historically we should be just heading into a bountiful tourism season, the end of the second week in June. What are your feelings about the forthcoming season?
It's been going okay, but it's definitely, what I'm being told, the hoteliers, that bookings are seem to be coming through not bad. So, weather and the mood and the economy's been affecting a little bit, but it seems to be building. I think the season will be acceptable. Just hoping it's going to be better than acceptable.
Yeah, my God, it's been a struggle for so many people, isn't it? I really feel for people that are relying on tourism.
The first half of the year has been a real challenge.
Yeah. Really good to catch up, Adam, and good on you for speaking out on the matter. Thank you.
Good on you, John.
That's Adam Adams. He's the owner of Night Owl.